Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine once again. We will have a high near 81. In Kenosha right now, 62 degrees. It's 57 in Burlington, Milwaukee 64, 65 at this hour in Racine. The Mount Pleasant Village Board, after a public hearing and an hour of discussion last night, voted to reconsider the special assessments levied against the residents along Highway V for sewer and water. This effectively rescinds those assessments while the trustees and other village officials take another look at how the process worked and if changes in village policy are needed. There was a public hearing, the majority of those who spoke against reconsideration. Attorney Alan Markovitz, representing the village, he recommended the board reconsider and in the short term avoid a threatened lawsuit, saying it does not promise the Highway V residents anything, at least not at this point.
If after reviewing this, it's determined that this is the right thing to do and the best way to do it, there's nothing that says that you're reconsidering this means that you're going to make a change just for the sake of making a change. My feeling is if you decide to make a change, it's going to be because you have something better to do than the present situation.
Trustee Gary Feast arguing reconsideration at least gives the board time to look at all the issues involved. Sunny Haven said reconsideration may not end up the way that Highway V residents want. The vote to reconsider passed 3-2 with the DeGruitt and Haven against it. John Hansen lives along Highway V, so he abstained from the vote. Officials at Walmart are hoping for a chance to meet up with Village of Summers officials on a proposed ordinance that could, if it's approved, fine the giant retailer and other businesses too for excessive law enforcement calls to their locations. The cost recovery ordinance proposal would kick in with more than 20 calls within a calendar month or after 10 calls in which the business failed to press charges. The fine, $500. This proposal coming as the village gets closer to the beginning of a contract with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department for law enforcement services. He's a convicted felon still facing charges referenced an alleged armed robbery of a store and a confrontation with Racine police, which factored into the Finance and Personnel Committee recommending denial of Clyde Oliver Jr.'s claim against the city for $10 million over his arrest and the medical issues he allegedly suffered.
Mr. Oliver allegedly, although I think clearly, committed an armed robbery at a store. He is a prior felon, so he was in possession of a weapon, a firearm, or a felon. He fled, pointed his firearm at the store clerk who chased him.
Meanwhile, City Attorney Scott Levy said the clerk did chase the man, flagged down an officer, and then Oliver was confronted after running into another business. Despite his claim of deserving compensation for medical expenses, including pain and suffering, the alleged loss of his spleen, as well as his new reported lifetime fear of law enforcement from his arrest, the committee recommended no money. Kenosha police say three people are in custody in reference to a stabbing incident that occurred Sunday afternoon, and one of them is the alleged victim, a man who suffered from a stab wound found by police walking in the 4800 block of 13th Court. Investigators believe that man was stabbed when he tried to rob two other people during a dispute over a drug deal. In Kenosha Circuit Court, Donna Matthews, in her own mind, had little choice but to hatch a plan to kill her abusive ex-boyfriend. That appears to be the defense, or at least where it was headed in the case of a woman allegedly traveling to Kenosha from her home in Hawaii July the 4th, the express purpose killing Michael Gahan. The decomposing body of the man found in his home several weeks later. He'd been shot three times. Matthews in court on an intentional homicide charge after being arrested in Seattle, reportedly on her way back to Kenosha to cooperate with investigators. Hillary Edwards, one of her public defenders, said that her client had taken out a pair of restraining orders that failed to keep Gahan at bay and that Matthews went to the police directly. Got a measure of sympathy, but no real satisfaction.
I believe that it was made clear by the KTPD, including Sergeant Cooper, that he agreed that the person against whom she had a restraining order was unlikely to stop his behavior and the constant harassment.
Edwards' plea for a lower cash bond, even a signature bond rejected by Court Commissioner Dave Berman. He set the bail at $1 million. She's going to be back in court August 30th. And you've heard about vehicles being stolen with children inside, but in Milwaukee, one of these cases involved a 13-year-old dog. The vehicle taken Sunday afternoon from North Cass Street found with damage from an accident. No dog inside, though. The animal turned up at a local facility after being discovered near North 6th and West Vine Streets. The owner found out about it. Now the two are back together again. an intent to purchase letter for a new fire truck that'll cost about $750,000 and for which money has been set aside the past few years toward the late 2017 delivery of said vehicle. That gets support from the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee. Fire Chief Steve Hansen says it takes over a year to get the vehicle from the time you make an order, with a budget calendar not being approved for money till next year. And, of course, the decision on that won't come with the council until November. The chief also adding that this is the second Quint unit that's going to be purchased due to a decision made years ago for downsizing fire operations and purchasing the specialty trucks. I only bought a couple of them at the time.
They bought these fire pumper ladder truck combinations. Both of them were bought in the same year. Looking ahead, you know, that was kind of poor planning to buy so much equipment in 1 year. So what, working with Mr. Brown, what we did was we spread out the purchases a little bit so that they're not all ganged up in 1 year. So we have one that we're purchasing this year, one that we're purchasing next year, and get it onto a cycle, which is where it'll stay for many years to come.
The Quint truck to be replaced is 19 years old and, in Chief Hansen's words, is worn out. Finance Committee's unanimous recommendation now goes to the full council to start the process for buying that new fire truck. Meanwhile, Racine police officers will soon be allowed to use the new shooting range created at the Mount Pleasant Police Department site under an agreement that same committee is recommending the full council approve on September the 6th. The annual $11,000 cost for Racine officers to use the Mount Pleasant range already budgeted, Chief Art Howell saying it'll work better for officers' schedules and will end up saving the city money in the long run. Tonight, the Racine County Board will meet, and there's a presentation about a study done recently on the pros and cons of a potential arena and hotel development in downtown Racine as it relates to the possibility of the city being chosen by the Milwaukee Bucks to launch its developmental league team in 2017. Mayor John Dickert, probably going to be there for the meeting tonight, tells WRJN News such a facility should have multiple uses, borrowing on past history in other communities, including La Crosse.
The key is sustainability for all of this. So if they're going to come here, you've got to create that platform so that it can be sustainable moving forward. You don't want to just try to bring in a team. And I saw this in La Crosse when I was in La Crosse at college. They had the Catbirds. They brought in the Catbirds there. That was all they had there. And they really struggled. They eventually then, the Catbirds left, and they just worked on the convention center space.
Mayor Dickert adding that any new arena would not replace Festival Hall or Memorial Hall. Word coming last Friday that Racine, Oshkosh, and Sheboygan were still in the running, the Bucks looking for at least a 2,500-seat facility. There's a coalition of 120 cities around the Great Lakes, and Racine is one of them, challenging this summer's approval of Waukesha's plan to use water diverted from Lake Michigan, treat it, then send it back to the Big Lake via the Root River. The group called the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative requesting a formal hearing to challenge that June approval for the Waukesha Water Plan. WRJN.com. That is our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.